Former presidential spokesman Ari Fleischer took the witness stand today at the trial of Louis Libby. Fleischer testified that Libby, who was then Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, told him that the wife of an administration critic was a CIA agent. Libby is accused of lying to investigators about whether he told reporters that information. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now to talk about today's developments. And Nina, Ari Fleischer was testifying under a grant of immunity from prosecution. I want you to tell us about that first.
Well, after learning that Ambassador or former Ambassador Joseph Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, worked for the CIA and that she had sent Wilson, her husband, on his famous trip to Niger, Fleischer had passed that information on to a couple of reporters. And so when he read in the newspaper that the CIA had asked for a Justice Department investigation of the Plame leak, he testified today that he thought to himself, oh my God, did I play a role in outing a CIA agent? I could be in very big trouble. And so he got himself some big-time lawyers and insisted on immunity from prosecution before he'd testify before the grand jury, and he got immunity. Right.
But how did Libby happen to tell Fleischer about Ambassador Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame Wilson?
Well, in July 7th, 2003, Fleischer was about to leave the White House, and he had one final trip coming up with the president, and he had a long-scheduled lunch with Libby. And Libby said to him in the course of that luncheon, he said, look, not only did the vice president not send him, he was sent, Ambassador Wilson was sent by his wife. She works for the CIA in the counterproliferation division. And so that's how he learned about it. And then he goes off on a trip where he eventually imparts the information.
And when was this, this conversation?
This was July 7th, 2003, and he left on the trip that night.
Now, again, from Ari Fleischer, there was testimony today, as you've heard from other witnesses, about finger-pointing and fighting between the White House and the CIA over who exactly was responsible for the notorious 16 words in the President's State of the Union address, the words that said that Iraq had been shopping for uranium in Africa.
Well, Fleischer made clear that the CIA was very unhappy with the White House, because then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, on this African trip, had a briefing where she told reporters that if the CIA objected, they wouldn't have put the words in. So the CIA felt like they were being targeted. Meanwhile, the White House felt like they were being unfairly blamed for a trip that they had nothing to do with. And so Fleischer decided that he would sort of reinforce the point that the White House, the vice president, hadn't sent former Ambassador Wilson on his famous trip to Niger. And so that's when he passed the information on to two reporters. And their reaction, he said, was largely one of disinterest. They didn't take any notes or anything. Instead, the reporter said, gee, Ari, it's really too bad. This is your last week at the White House, and it's such a crummy week. And he said, and here I'm quoting, he said, well, if it wasn't this crap, it would have been some other crap. And then he had sort of second thoughts about that, because he said he didn't think that a White House press secretary should be quoted using that kind of language, and he asked them not to repeat it. As for the information, however, about Ambassador Wilson's wife, he said he told the reporters they could use that information as long as it wasn't attributed to him.
And we should add here that the 16 words in the State of the Union address were important because they were part of the case that Iraq was allegedly taking practical steps toward developing a nuclear weapon, and therefore it added to the president's case to go to war in Iraq.
That's absolutely right.
What happens next in the trial?
Well, we had today David Addington, the current chief of staff to Vice President Cheney, on the witness stand, and he will conclude tomorrow to be followed by former New York Times reporter Judith Miller.
It's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Robert.